Chickens.
Chick, 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 chick. Them bats are all alive and you call.
As I remember, you had a place to keep the chickens.
Regular chicken house.
House about 20 feet from the house.
Yeah.
Right? And was that a pretty good size place, or did you have small?
Well, our chicken house was just about hardly as long as this living room, maybe as far as from the fireplace to the door, and more or less a square building, and probably as high, and there was poles running across from the one side to the other, and of course the chickens roosted on those poles. Wouldn't be worth anything much if I'm still on the ground. But they want to stay up high there because, you see, possum, raccoons, cats, and all kinds of animals get in there and disturb. They like to get chickens now, don't you believe they don't? Now? You'd be surprised at the number of, some people call them opossums, but we out in the country just call them possums. Possums and coons, and even big old rats. Sometimes if you get have a corn crib anywhere near, it's mighty hard to keep the rats out. And you first thing you know, you're going to have a rat as nearly as large as your leg, your arm. And those things get vicious sometimes. They'll kill a chicken. They get up there and run, they can run those poles. They play havoc sometimes. But they're not too bad, because you can soon poison a rat out. All you gotta do is just put out a certain kind of poison near a rat hole. And my daddy usually kept it around there, and we just put a little kind of meat or something and poison the hole, and they would gobble up most anything that's edible, and you get shut of Mr. Rat.
See, what did you call all of those animals together, the possum and the rats and the coons? Did you have a name for all of them together?
Vermin, I reckon, would be one name.
That's what I was. Varmint or vermin or
something like that. I don't know exact pronunciation it is. It's just,
I was wondering, how would you pronounce it when you were a boy?
Well, we call it, it's not a varmint. Varmint's more of a kind of a ghost. But we call them vermin or something like that people did. I never did use it myself. I just call them individually what they were.
And when a hen would want to start to lay, or would want to start to hatch, what did you call her and where did you put her?
Well, they had the nests, you know. They had them all around under where these rails run across there, poles, around the baseboard there, about up along here, we had boxes, individual boxes, big enough for one chicken. And of course we had straw in there, hay or what have you, and well, that's what it was, hay or straw, and kind of get it down soft, the old hen get up there and fix it, kind of suit a body.